Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Well, I just want to say that today looks so much better outside than it did on yesterday. I was telling my sister, Minister Sylvia, Evangelist Sylvia, I mean, whatever you want to call the woman of God that's in line with the mission and the purpose that God has given her, that I had went out to my car, and it looked like how someone does their nails, and they put clear fingernail polish on it, and they put too much, and it's like a couple of layers too thick. Well, there was a couple of layers too thick of the sleet on my car, and I had not seen that in so long, and I had to sit out in the car for quite a while to get the sleet and the coat of ice that was on my car to come off. And it was just like, okay, I'm not used to having this, because, you know, I've been off and on to the Midwest, but at the same time, I've been off and on to the Midwest based off of, I live in a place where I have a garage. So for those of you that are used to the snow, I'm used to the snow, but the sleet and the covering of ice that was on my car on yesterday was quite interesting. So be safe. Make sure that you have your blankets and your scrapers and your water and everything in your car. Because like I said, when I came out of the place that I stay at in the DMV area on yesterday and saw that large amount of leaves covering my car, I had not seen that in quite a while. So I appreciate how God gives us all of the seasons, but my goodness, I wasn't ready for that. I can't even tell you how many years it's been since I've seen a sheet of ice on my car like that. So just an appreciation of the weather. It was beautiful, but it sure was interesting. I am going to turn the program over to Minister Sheila so that she can pray and share whatever the Lord has given her. And I thank God for each and every one of you. But like I said, today looks much better as far as safety-wise than it looked on yesterday. I don't know about where you are, but it's been interesting. Minister Sheila. Okay, I guess I will close Minister Sheila's line, because I don't know what she's doing in the background. Okay, Minister Sylvia, could you pray for us if you're on the line?
Father God, we thank you for today, O Lord. We thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning, God. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you, excuse me, and ask you, Lord, for forgiveness.
Don't get cussed out on Valentine's Day.
We thank you for allowing us to be in your presence on today, O God. We just thank you, Lord, for just being God in our lives, God. Give us ears to hear what the word is saying to us today, God. Give us a heart to receive what the word is being put out today as. God, let us just rejoice in your word. Let us rejoice in you, oh God. Let us give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. God, we just ask you to cover America. Cover us with this ice storm that it seems like we're going through. Cover us with these frigid cold degrees of weather that it seems like we're going through, God. God, cover our houses, God. Cover our water pipes. God, give us knowledge to let the water drip where we need to drip to keep the pipes from freezing over and cracking and busting. God, give us knowledge to do what we need to do at this time, God. God, for we're asking you to be our God as we be your people, God. We're just asking you to open our hearts up to have mercy, to have grace, and to show love to people that need it at this time, God. For those that are cold, God, send them a place where they can be taken to go to get warm. For those that are hungry, God, give them a place or give them people that will bring them food to feed them, God. For those that need you, oh God, show up and show out in their lives, oh God, because there's nothing like you. There's no one like you. And God, when you do it effortlessly, and you do it in a timely manner. For God, we know that all things work together for those that love you, oh Lord. We know that all things work together for those that you love, oh God. God, we know that all things work together for your glory. God, for you are God. Cover us, mind, body, and soul. Cover America from the White House to the gutter. God, cover our family. Cover each and every one of us. And God, let your word on today and saturate us. Cover us and provide us with a closer and meaningful, more understanding of what you're doing for us, with us, through us, and by us. God, for we know we are your people. Again, we ask you for forgiveness, and we wait on you, O Lord. As we wait, let us wait patiently. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow. Thank you, Minister Sylvia, for that prayer. And like I was saying on yesterday, I came out the house. The day before was when the weatherman said that the weather was going to be bad. And so, and also 2 days before. So the weatherman predicted it in the DMV area to be Thursday. And even they had put out alerts, and I was allowing people to work from home and things of that sort. And nothing happened. And then nothing happened on Friday. And then surprise, surprise, here comes Saturday. And it manifested. It started like the night before on that Friday and then continued on. And what's so amazing is that many people had to call for help. And when they were calling for help, many people were surprised about who God sent to help them. So we're going to get into the message that is really going to be geared around questions. Who are you helping? How are you helping them? Is it something that you're doing to be seen or heard? Or is it something that you're doing because you are a born and purposed helper from God? Is it something that is hard for you to do because of the cares of life? Is it something that you have had constant struggles with, or is it just something that lately you've had to struggle with because the enemy of your soul is trying to make you get off point? The enemy of your soul knows that in the time of a pandemic, in the time of need, that your help is needed. Your help is part of what God has commissioned you to do. Why? Because he knows that somebody somewhere prayed, and they said, God, I need your help. The other day I had wrote on Facebook about how I prayed, and I asked God, and I've asked him this a couple of times here recently. You know, I hadn't in the past because Apostle Sandra was a help for me, and I was a help for her. Minister Sylvia not only was a help for me growing up, but she was a protector and things of that sort. My mother was a help for me and things of that sort. But I remembered how when I was in the war zone, the combat war zone, and I asked God for help. I remembered how so many years of my life, I wasn't around the people that had been set in my life to help me. And so I would meet new people, and they would become the people that would help me, and I would help them. And then there was years and years in my life where I was the help. I was the encourager, but there was no one to help me. And so I just took it upon myself to say, okay, God, I'll just do what you've told me to do, and I'll trust you. So I asked God a prayer that I hadn't asked him in a long time. And I can't tell you how many years I hadn't asked him for this. Like I said, I remember being in a war zone and coming out, being a single parent, and asking God for help, but not like this, not with these words. I said, Father, who encourages and helps their encourager and the helper? During our time of need, because I need help. I need this encouragement as well, God. And immediately, God answered. I mean, immediately, he answered. And the help that he sent me the first time was a neighbor. The next time, it was my sister Sylvia, Minister Sylvia. And the next time, it was Minister Margo. And so I'll explain to you how each one of them helped me without it, maybe even knowing that they were an answer from God. Minister Margo prayed for me. She prayed for my strength, and she prayed for a couple of other things. And I needed that help. Minister Sylvia knew that I needed transportation to get from point A to point B. And she helped me with transportation. My neighbor didn't know, but I was in pain. I was having back pains and different things. And he came over, and he removed the snow from my driveway. So it was like back to back where people were helping me and yet encouraging me at the same time. And so then my heart became overwhelmed in a positive way, where I had tears of joy, because you can live a life of being a helper and an encourager that never expects to receive it, because if you receive it, it's something that's done automatic that God does for you, because he knows what you need before you even ask. And I know you know the word reminds us of that. God teaches us not to worry. He teaches us that if we need something, to just let him know what we need. But how many of you know that God will send you help? God will send you encouragement even when you haven't asked him for it with your lips, but he knows the very desires of your heart. One of the scriptures that I want to highlight is in Matthew 6. Well, it's really a few. Let me start with Matthew 6 and 30. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all things. didn't say some. It said all. And then our foundational scripture. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Now, knowing that God already told us in verse 32 that he knows all of our needs. Many times we know God of being a God of provision, and he's that, the God that will give you money, the God that will give you encouragement, the God that will protect you, the God that will heal you, those types of provisions. But no removal? Transportation? Yes, he's that God too. We have to realize that we serve a God that helps us. I say, on occasion, that help means having a heart, effectually loving people. So because I ask God for a heart to effectually and eternally love people, that means that I will do things to help these people that I love. I don't have to know them to help them. I don't make excuses for not helping people. A matter of fact, I'll use Minister Sylvia as an example once again. She, during the course of her lifetime, actually moved out of her home and did a number of things to support her parents. She took care of them in their time of need. They were elderly and they needed someone to care for them, and she did that. And she's the same person that when I needed transportation, protection, whatever, I didn't have to ask her for it. She did it. See, when you want to help somebody, you'll find a way to help them. There'll be other things that'll come in your life that'll try to make you lose your focus, which is, you know, I always say that focus is following obediently Christ until something happens, whether that something is you following what God told you to do or not. So Minister Sylvia had this thing. She did this before, too, and many times in life, but I just want to call out a few examples where she needed financially to bless Apostle Sandra Thomas. And things came up that could have distracted her, but she stayed on point. She stayed focused. I'm going to get her this financial blessing. I'm going to get her this transportation. I'm going to be there for my parents so that they can have something to eat and someone to clean up behind them and things of that sort. So, see, these are different ways that God had used her to be a help. But in the same instance, I realize it's something that runs in our DNA, that either we're selfless or we're selfish. And so then we have to decide whether we're going to be selfless or selfish. Well, if we're to be Christ-like, we will be selfless. Now, many people say you reap what you sow. Well, like it or not, in many cases, that's true. So Minister Sylvia needed something on a few occasions, and God said, do it. And so I did it. And people may say, well, that's because she's your sister. Well, I have other people that I'm associated with that have needs, and God will just have me bless them. Not that I don't need to be blessed myself, but not that I don't have the very need for the thing that he's telling me to do. He will have me sow the very thing that he's hearing me maybe pray about or know about. And so when we reach out to help people, a lot of times people would say, oh, your mother, she will give you a biscuit and food, and I'm talking about my natural mother, but she won't give you money. And I would laugh to myself because I was like, they had no clue. Many of the people saying this, my mom had already shook their husband's hand and gave them some money. Because, see, my mom would bless you, but she would bless you in a way that wouldn't embarrass you or take away from your manhood. Because, see, men were known as providers. So a lot of times they didn't want their wives to know that their aunt or mother-in-law or whoever was blessing them to be a blessing. So, yes, she may have said, come over and get these biscuits, come over and get this cornbread, come over and get these pork chops and gravy and rice. But what she really was doing was giving them what she knew that they needed financially. Or even if she saw them having problems in their marriage, then she knew that they needed to hear a word from God to encourage them to keep on keeping on. Don't get a divorce. Just keep on keeping on. Get out of God's way and keep on keeping on. So as we follow these various, as we talked about on last week, these ways, these highways and expressways and driveways and walkways that God has given us, we don't complain about it. I didn't say we don't pray about it because I didn't complain to God. I asked him, God, who encourages their encourager? God, who helps the helper? And I knew, or I thought I knew, that God would say me. Because remember, that's what the scripture just said. God already knows. But how many of you keep forgetting, because I did, that when God helps me, he uses an earthly vessel to help me. And sometimes it's going to be people that I know, and sometimes it's going to be people that I don't know. For instance, when Minister Sylvia was taking care of our parents, we wouldn't have been happy with a stranger in our house doing the things that she was doing. So God knew, okay, not only do I need to give their mom and dad the resource of help, I need to give it to them with people that not their family will trust and that they will trust. With this, Minister Sylvia had one thing that she knew. When she wanted my father to do something that he did not want to do but was best for him, she would have to call me. And when she would call me, for some reason, I don't know why this God had set it up like this, but when my dad wouldn't do something that was best for him, and I would call him, and I would talk to him, and I would love on him, and I would pray with him and for him, he would agree. And then Minister Sylvia would take the phone back, and what she needed to get done would get done. And so we had a partnership, and me being far away in the military, that she knew, okay, Dad's not going to do this, but I need him to do this. I need help. And that help that God gave her was me wherever I was. And it just so happened whenever she needed that help, I wasn't too busy. I wasn't off in on a road march. I wasn't off working in the hospital. But every time she needed me, God strategically orchestrated my availability. And so as we ask God for help, God will strategically make things and people available. When I came out of the shower and I heard the noise of the snowblower in my driveway and I thought it was my son or someone that I knew, and then I saw that it wasn't someone that I knew, I was like, I couldn't make out who it was. And like I told you all before, I came out and I asked the neighbor, who was it? And they sent me to that person, and that person said that they felt that they had a single daughter and they would want someone to do for their single daughter what they had done for me. Now, the amazing part about it is that this particular neighbor, I don't even remember ever saying hello to. I don't even remember ever waving to them. I may have because I've been there a while. But just the fact that him and his wife watched, and then God purposed in their heart to do something, and they just did it. They didn't ask me about it or if I needed it. They just did it. What and who and where and how are you just doing it? God has purposed something in your heart for you to do for someone, some people, to even go somewhere, to tell somebody the truth. You know, there are some people, they don't know the truth. They don't know that they can ask you for help. Because, see, people have put their mouth on you, just like they did our mother, where people thought that she'll give you food, but she won't give you money. When I can tell you, there was a time when I was singing with the All-City Choir, and we were traveling all over the world, and Minister Sylvia, I must make you laugh again, she was falling asleep while we were on television performing, and they were showing her asleep in the audience. And it came a time that I was supposed to go out of the country with them, and we had a family member in need. And my mom and dad called me in and said, Cecilia, we know you want to go with them to Venice. We know you want to travel with them in a foreign country. We know that you just finished singing with them with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, but you can't go. And my heart was wrecked in pain as a young teenager. I was like, why can't I go? And they told me about the family member that was in need, and they needed to get them back home. And I was like, wow, I can't. And immediately, although my heart was broken, as a young teenager, they were teaching me how to be a help. I was okay with it. I said, okay, we need to get them back. Okay, because we didn't want them to be stranded overseas, even though that was where I was trying to go. My parents blessed them and brought them back home. That costs money. But that's one of the people that will make the joke that says my mother would never give people financial assistance. Forgetting that when they were, well, they may not even know that my parents were the one that brought them back. Because that's the kind of family we have with the Seabury's and even the Kaisers. They will help you in secret. They won't need to have it put on a poster or a board what they've done for you. But I really think this person did know, because I believe they had called my parents and let them know what happened. So whether it's God using you in a way that you give someone financial help, or you give someone shelter, a place to live, or you provide safety for them when they walk out to their car and there's a sheet of ice all over it, or whether God is releasing you to help them out of that toxic, abusive relationship that they're in, or whether God is using you to help them to go for a walk each day so that they can exercise and they can diet right and all of that, or whether God is helping you to teach them that they don't have to deal with that racism and that sexism that they've been dealing with on their job. Or whether God is teaching you how to remind them that it's okay to apologize, even when the other person is wrong. It's okay to forgive, even when the other people are wrong. It's okay to consistently pray for people, even when they've done you wrong. It's okay to be supporting of someone in a physical way, in an emotional way. My son, when I used to have problems with my sciatic nerve where I wouldn't be able to walk and move, how he would pick me up and carry me and do things of that sort. There's things that my son had to do as a teenager and as a young man that totally amazed me. We could have called on the church. We could have called on anyone, but he was like, no, Mom, I got you. I got you, Mom. We don't need no strangers, because he knew that somebody would use that to their advantage. Do you know that somebody could have said, if you want me to do that, you need to give this up? Because people will use whatever to get sex or whatever they wanted. But my son was like, no, Mom, I got you. I remember when my dad was having a problem and Minister Sylvia helped him, but I couldn't. And the reason that I couldn't was not because I didn't know how, but I couldn't get past, I could not do that because I did not want to see my father in that state. And so because of the barriers that I had about the things that I would be willing to see my parents in, I couldn't do it. But she stepped up and she did it. So what are those things, those barriers that prevent you from helping? Is it something toxic where the person has been manipulative or controlling or a narcissistic person? They've been judgmental. They've been a negative pessimist. They've been self-centered. They've been a person that just rims and reeks of self-sabotage and competition. Have they been difficult? Have they been people that get you angry? Are they people that are walking around in envy and strife and discord? What is it going on with that person that's preventing you from helping them? Some of the things that God calls us to do is to maximize the use of the agape love that he has given us, which will help us to obey God, even to that person that's been manipulative, judgmental, envious, covetous, or whatever, or self-centered. And what it is God will teach us how to walk in his generosity, how to walk in his integrity, how to walk in his loyalty, how to walk in his devotion, how to walk in his loving kindness, how to walk in his sincerity, how to walk in his self-control, how to walk in his faithfulness, how to walk in his patience, how to walk in his persistence, how to walk in his fairness, how to walk in his cooperation, how to walk in his optimism, how to walk in his agreeing to disagree. How many of you understand that people in marriage, in various sisterhoods, whether it's Zoras or fraternal groups or lodges, that they learn how to be in relationships with people by agreeing to disagree? That was just examples, but we know there's other things. But when we learn how to say, God, I'm going to do it your way, based off of your will, and I don't have to agree to it, I just have to say, yes, Lord, send me. Yes, Lord, I'll obey. Yes, Lord, I understand that there are things coming at me that are trying to block me from obeying you. That sleet wanted to block me from doing what God told me to do, but I got on out there and I drove through that treacherous weather and God kept me safe. But what type of bondage is trying to keep you? That bondage of condemnation and unforgiveness and emotional disorder, that pride, that doctrine that's not of Christ, or even that doctrine or that situation that gives you a deaf and dumb spirit to what God told you to do, or that fear or that familiar spirit or that heaviness. What is it that is keeping you from obeying God? Many of us are helpers. It's in our DNA. but there's something keeping you from helping. I want to share this with you, and then I'm going to turn the program over to Minister Sheila to close us out. On the other side of obedience to God is someone's answer. On the other side of our obedience to God is someone's blessing. On the other side of our obedience to God is that provision that someone has asked God for. But also, on the other side of our obedience to God is our answer, is our blessing, is our provision. So if you're wondering why something hasn't happened that you've asked God for, ask him to show you that place of incompletion. Ask him to show you that place that you partially did what he said, but you haven't completely did what he said. Ah, glory to God. Ask God to show you where he told you to go, or where he told you to stay, or what he told you to tell someone, and you didn't. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hurt their feelings, God. I don't want, he didn't say what you want. Ask God to give you a want to. If you don't want to, ask God to give you one. Because on the other side, God told you when, how, where to bless him. And even if he didn't tell you that, stop making it as an excuse. Obey God. Obey God. Obey God. And obey God again. Bless that person emotionally. Bless that person physically. Bless that person financially. Bless that person spiritually. Bless them with prayer. Bless them with showing them how to praise God. Bless them with showing them how to praise God in the morning, the noon, the night, when they feel like it, when they don't. And most of all, bless them, bless them, bless them, because your blessing is going to cover them. Your blessing is going to cause you and them to obey God. That blessing that God told you to do for them is going to eradicate, it's going to obliterate, and it's going to destroy everything and anything in their life and yours that's been causing that division, that unforgiveness, that sin that so easily beset us. God is going to release you to be the blessing that he's called you to be. You are the one. You are, this is Maury, this is the DNA test. You are of the helper. You are the friend of the helper. You are the daughter of God. You are the vessel that God has called you to be, that fivefold ministry. You are who God said you are. But it's on the other side of the help. Will you obey God today? Will you go where he said? Will you say what he said? I pray that your answer is yes. Because on the other side of your obedience is someone's answer, someone's blessing, and someone's provision. But what's so amazing about it is that when you answer them, God's going to be answering you at the same time. When you bless them, God is going to bless them and you at the same time. what you've been asking God for, once again, it's about complete obedience. And on the other side of complete obedience is what you've been asking God for. Can he trust you? I pray that he can. That's all I have. Minister Sheila.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Apostle, for your message, your testimony. I want to apologize for the beginning of the service. My phone wasn't acting right. But yet again, I was getting set up for work. I just want to thank you for your words of encouragement, your testimony, and your words of wisdom. I want to say the lines are open to anyone that has a testimony, a word of encouragement, or just words that need to be revealed, or just to say, Lord, I thank you. The lines are open.
Praise you, saints of God. Good morning. Thank God for another Sunday. Thank God for another broadcast of this ministry. And I just praise and thank God for the words today. They were so impactful. They just meant so much. And I just loved the fact that God is reminding us all that we have a twofold blessing, that on the other side of yes is blessing, is answer. Praise you, God. I thank God for this wonderful word. It just means so much. It's touched my very soul, and it's exactly what I needed to hear this morning. God wants us to say yes. God for you. Apostle Elect, and I praise him for putting you back into my life. I praise God for this connection, this blood connection, this spiritual connection, and for his DNA, as she said. He wants us to say yes. Thank you for that word. Keep encouraging others. As you encourage us, God continues to bless you. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
Thank you.
Good
thank
morning.
You, thank you. Go ahead, Minister.
Good morning. I thank God for the word on today. I thank God for allowing us to hear the word on today. And I thank God for the chance for us to apply the word to our lives, to believe on the other side, to walk with a desire to be living with the belief of on the other side. I thank God for all that was said today. Amen.
Thank you, Minister Margot McCoy. Thank you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright. Is there anyone else? I just want to thank God, our Father, who is ahead of our lives, who have led us into another day of life and love and pleasure. Just want to wish all that's on the line a happy Valentine's Day, and to love and to understand that we are here another day. It's just an earthly man's celebration day, but yet each day is a blessing of happiness and love and enjoyment. But God, our Father, Son Christ, Lord Jesus, has chosen to give us another day, because yet without him we are nothing, will be nothing, and will always stand for nothing. But we need to stand up with our Father and the Son to let the world know without him the world would not exist today. And we need to thank him and thank him. And although we thank him, and I still say I do not thank him enough for the love and the mercy and the life he has brought me through, and for what he has for me in the future, in the present, as of the next 5 minutes, I thank you. Because I know you know what's best for each and every one of us. I just want to say I thank you all for listening. For the ones that had a statement or remark, and those that are listening that could not, I just want to ask each and every Sunday morning to listen to us for Let's Talk with Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Monday nights, which is Ball Talk and Facebook, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright with Iron Sharpened Iron. On Monday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I think this Monday is it the third month? No, second. Oh, my goodness, excuse me. I forgot my calendar.
Minister Margo McCoy.
Margo McCoy. Thank you. That's just what I was going to say. Thank you. Thank you for the help. I'm not looking at a calendar, but thank you. This Monday, our ministry will be led by and spoken a testimony of Mighty Woman Minister Margo McCoy. It's on, like I say, Facebook and Blog Talk at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Friday nights, again, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Prophet Antoine Thomas, at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I just want to bless all the ones that it is in this world, to all our ministries, to all our families, to all that it is, bloodline and spiritual. And I just want to say God has blessed us all. And if you don't know, you should know, and you thank him because you ought to know. I just want to ask you, thank you, to thank you, and to thank him, and to never stop thanking him, because without him, we would not be. And to tune in to each, every Sunday morning, Monday night, and Friday night, would appreciate the love and the guidance that God has given you. Never give up to face the hope, because he will never, ever forget to praise you with life and mercy. And no matter what you're going through, put it in God's hands. He can help you go through it. He can show you the way, and he can lead you the way, and he can help you through anything when no one else can. I just want you to remember our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Just remember, God is the answer, the only answer, and the right answer that will lead you out of your darkness into light. No matter your health, financial, neighbors, family, or even problems within ourselves, God will show you the way and leave you out of the darkness that the devil is trying to control and to keep you into. Have a blessed, safe day. And to all that it is, we are here and see that God will let you know he is real. Amen and amen. And have a blessed morning. Bye.
Thank you.